MZTV.
Welcome to MZTV, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Martin Zender. We're starting another week here of broadcast excellence. I'm going to finalize here. I'm going to clamp down the last bit I need to tell you from Romans chapter 8, verses 3 through 5. But first of all, I have to tell you that yesterday's Rodney Parris, Martin Zender video is the most spiritual, the most mature video we have put out to date. I forgot all about this one. It was a message I gave in Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. It was either the summer or fall of 1996. So what's that, 26 years ago? 96, 2006, 16, 79, 21, 22, yeah, something like that. Yeah, exactly that. But that doesn't matter. What's important is, well, it, in a way it does matter, because the truth is timeless. That's the beauty of all this. The truth is timeless. I mean, what Paul said concerning us, the body of Christ, 2,000 years ago, is just as true today as it was then. This message is called The Two Manifestations of Christ. Now, I'm going to say more about this on Friday, because I'm going to broadcast this on MZTV on Friday, because for some reason, there's about 400 fewer people that see my Sunday shows as see the weekly shows. Now, I don't know why that is. Maybe they're too long. For this particular one, the message was so good, so solid, and I wanted people just to get it and stay got with it, that I told Rodney, let's not put that extra video on at the end. I want this video short, relatively short. It's 35 minutes, but it's so important. Two manifestations of Christ. This video does so much. It proves that there are two evangels, if you ever had any doubt about that. It gives you some insight into the snatching away that maybe you didn't have before. The snatching away, of course, is not an end in itself. It prepares us for something greater. And the contrast between us and the circumcision, one of the many contrasts, there are many, but here's one, a big one, is the manifestations of Christ. There are two manifestations of Christ coming up. One, Christ is going to be manifest with his body at the right hand of God in glory. And he's going to be manifest in Israel when he sets his feet back upon the Mount of Olives, right where he left last time anybody saw him on earth. Last time anybody saw him on earth was on the Mount of Olives. His disciples were there. Well, he's going to come back to that same spot. That's a manifestation of Christ. But there are two manifestations. And the snatching away is not one of them. The snatching away prepares for the later manifestation. I mean, this is so epic. So watch yesterday's video, but you're going to have to see it again because, you know, I apologize for that. I will give a short introduction to that video on Friday, okay? I'm going to run that video on Friday as an MZTV because I want more people to see it. I want more people to know about it, okay? Thank you very much. So, yeah, what verse am I going to be talking about today? I am going to be talking about, well, how Christ condemns sin in the flesh. I really covered that Friday, I think. This is Romans 8, that the just requirements of the law may be fulfilled in us who are not walking in accord with flesh, but in accord with spirit. I'm going to tie up that loose end there. But before I do that, you all remember Vanessa Gray. She was the woman I told you about who was attacked, her and her son. She was tied up. They were zip tied, and five or six people who worked for her thought she had a bunch of money in the house. She lives in South Africa. Okay, South Africa as a country is falling apart. And they thought she had a lot of money in the house. They tied her up and they started torturing her. Remember, I showed you the photo. It was horrible. They started taking a knife and cutting her hand, the strips of her hand off one by one. It was absolutely horrible. Anyway, by the grace of God, she survived that. She said she was not afraid to die. Amazing spiritual power came over here. Now, this woman, like me, is the farthest thing from a Pentecostal. She's not touchy-feely, dreams, visions, no, none of that. But she left me a message about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks by this time, but I don't always get to my messages right away. Many of you already know that, sorry. But anyway, When I listened to this message, I was just, it lifted me up spiritually. She talked, first of all, about the gloom and the doom that we all feel. And she talked about, she basically quoted my video that I made 2 weeks ago. Remember that video was called Everything is Doomed. But the thing is, she quoted it without even knowing about it. She hadn't even listened to it yet. But she had the same experience I had about this feeling. And again, we don't always go by feelings. I don't ever go by feelings. But I just had to share this with you 2 weeks ago, that this ominous sense that everybody I saw was like the walking dead. I call them dead men walking. And then, but here's the thing. Vanessa then turns the page and talks about the glory that we are coming into. I begged her to let me share that audio with you that she left for me privately. I said, look, Vanessa, when I heard that message that you left, I was so encouraged. I felt such fellowship with you because we're all going through the same things. I said, every member of the body of Christ is going to love this. Please, please let me broadcast this. Well, it turns out I didn't have to beg her. She wanted to. Yes, Martin, if you think it'll help the body of Christ, by all means, play it on your show. So I'm going to do that right now. This is Vanessa Gray. Left me a message. It's a 4-minute message. Now she lives in South Africa. It was 6 months ago now or so that she was attacked and tortured in her own home. She thought she was going to be killed, thought she was going to die, because that's what they do down there. That's what they do. They kill people. The government's falling apart. You remember, you all contributed very generously for her to get out of the country. Well, because of certain governmental problems and roadblocks, you know, it's been delayed, but she's been working behind the scenes to do everything she can to get her and her son the hell out of South Africa. But for now, I want to play for you this amazingly spiritual message. She mentioned something called load shedding here, which is, of course, they have energy problems in South Africa because of the mismanagement. The government is corrupt, and they mismanage all the natural resources, just like in California. The government is corrupt, and they mismanage their resources. I believe in California, they call it a rolling blackout. It's when they cut out your power because they don't have enough of it, because they can't manage their natural resources, because they're selfish bastards. So when you hear load shedding, that's what she's talking about. All right, here it is. I'll adjust it as we go. And this is Vanessa Gray on October 29th, 2022.
Good morning, Martin. It's 20 past 6, my time. Today, the government has decided to bless the country with no load shedding. So we all are rejoicing. But don't worry, it starts on Monday. We even might have to go to stage 6, which is very bad for the country. But I purposely am sending you this voice message because I want to say something to you. I've got to be careful I'm not a drama queen, number one, and I've got to be careful that I don't get caught up in other people's doom and gloom, but I want to share this with you. I haven't been listening to your video simply because of the load shedding. It's hellish. Stefan and I, as you know, have to work very hard. And when there's no load shedding, we have no water because our borehole operates with electricity. Yesterday, I had the worst feeling of doom come over me. It was so bad that I went into depression for about an hour. I'm not a depressed kind of person. I'm a very positive person. And it bothered me. And I went to Stefan and I said, I don't know what it is, but I have such a dark, gloomy feeling. And I can't shake it off. And I don't like what I'm feeling. But prior to that, we were sitting about 3-4 days prior to that, this feeling of gloom and doom. We were having lunch together. And I just finished cooking and I put it on the dining room table. And I said, you know, Stefan, all these people around me, I call them the walking dead. They are already dead, and they don't even know it. Because what is coming is going to be so horrific. And thank God, I won't be here to see what's going to happen. And in my spirit, I actually saw my glory that God had given me because of my salvation. And in my spirit, I saw my colors. Please don't think I've been silly now. I mean, I'm certainly not drunk. It's too early in the morning to be drunk. But I saw in my spirit colors of a rainbow that is around heaven. And I broke down crying. And I said to Stefan, you won't believe what I've just seen. I saw the glory of the body around heaven. And it was so comforting to feel that. And I'm not into dreams and I'm not into visions. I'm very, very wary of people who talk about things like that. I want to encourage you. Unfortunately, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but it's about to get worse. Please hang in there. You are my dear, dear brother in Christ, and I love you dearly. I love everybody who is in the body. You know what, Martin? I even love those who are not saved. I have such pity on them. I really do. I cry for those who are not saved. Hang in there, Martin. I'm hanging in there as best as I can, and so is Stefan. And we do live day from day to day. There is no more plotting and planning of our lives. Me going to the UK, everything has been put on hold because of the state this country's in. It's diabolical. Truly it is. So I'm going to now listen to your Everything is Doomed. But I wanted to share that your message, it freaked me out when I opened up my lap and I saw yesterday's message that you posted. I'm going to now go and listen to it. Hang in there, and love to all. Take care.
So that was Vanessa Gray on October 29th. And when she opened her email and just saw the title of that show that I made, Everything is Doomed, she freaked because, again, she felt the same thing. And again, not to get Pentecostal or woo-woo on you, but you know what I was thinking. I wonder if that was the exact same time. I wonder if she felt that doom the same time I did. Because I didn't record that show on the same day I felt it. I think it was the next day, actually. But, wow. So I'm sure many of you can relate to our sister's feelings of darkness. But she turned a corner that I don't think I turned in my show. I'll link that show down here. I'm going to link two shows, yesterday's show from Rodney and myself, and then Everything is Doomed by yours truly. Everything is Doomed. Happy title, I know. But when I heard this message, she used the term walking dead. I used the term dead man walking. I mean, it was just, and I know you out there in the body of Christ, we're all united to a common head. So of course we're thinking the same things. Of course we are being informed and supplied by our common head, which is Christ. So now that the old humanity has been done away with, isn't that nice? Romans 6:6, and we're walking in newness of life, at least we should be. And walking in newness of life doesn't mean you do everything right. It just means you're disposed, you're thinking about life. We find ourselves doing stuff because of this. We find ourselves enacting, you know, the fruit of the Spirit without even trying. Love, peace, kindness, patience, and the rest. But you shouldn't think to yourself, oh, wow, like I'm enacting these wonderful things. How else could I be doing it besides the law? The law said, love your associate as yourself. And I am loving my associate as myself. Strange. I don't always do that, but I must be doing the law. No, not so fast. You're not doing the law. Because I think I quoted this on Friday, Romans 2:14. The nations who by nature doing that which the law demands, by nature, but they're not doing it through law. They're not obeying the Ten Commandments, and neither are you when you see any of the fruit of the Spirit operating. But simply because you're being, here's the shocking revelation, you're being left alone by the law. The only way you can produce fruit of the Spirit is if the law leaves you alone. Because the law, because it's infirm in the flesh, the law actually effects, that is, produces the opposite of what it purports to inspire. We know that's by design. The law came so the offenses should be increasing, Romans 5:20. The law was a taskmaster to drive people to Christ. That's what it's supposed to do. Not everybody gets that memo. They're still trying to do law. But here's the thing. This is a shock. Human nature, left alone by the law, and thus free of micromanagement, human nature will do righteous things when it's infused by the Spirit of God. And being infused by the Spirit of God is just that, but the infusion by the Spirit of God causes you to have spiritual thoughts, causes you to dwell on the truths that Paul is writing about in Romans. Because as I said last week, human nature itself is not evil. How could it be? How could it be evil of its own when those of the nations by nature do what the law demands? But again, human nature and flesh is debilitated by mortality. It's that damn mortality. But when you get rid of mortality, i.e. become immortal, then the flesh or the human nature just springs back to life like a sponge. This is not the teaching of orthodoxy you're hearing here, because they condemn all natural things. They condemn human nature. They condemn all your natural desires. Oh, yeah, it's all evil. It's all evil. But when mortality, when it finally does go away, that's when everything springs back like a sponge, and we realize that, oh, there was nothing wrong with me as a human being except this damn mortality running through my veins, which caused me to be a sinner. But here's the thing. Yeah, we're waiting to become immortal. We're not there yet, but we have a message that lends itself to thinking about that at least, and it actually does provide us a preview, a little tasting spoon of the glory, and it's the announcement. Paul says, present yourselves to God. This is Romans 6:13. Present yourselves to God as if alive from among the dead, and your members as implements of righteousness to God. See? Present yourself to God as if. This is a disposition of the mind. This is the truth of the death of the old humanity. So we can live as though we're already immortal, even while there's mortality running through our veins, by coming to a realization of the truth as only announced by Paul, and by considering yourself according to spirit, not according to flesh, even if you just have a thimble full of spirit. And so, the just requirements of the law may be fulfilled in us, Paul goes on in Romans 8, who are not walking in accord with flesh, that is down with flesh. We're not into flesh. We're not hoping for it to do something righteous, but we're walking in accord with spirit. You see, because if we were walking in accord with flesh, we'd be trying to do the Ten Commandments. We'd be trying to do the law if we were walking in accord with flesh. That's where the religious world is. Romans 7 says, this is a shock, Romans 7 says that those who try to do the law, remember Paul, he's saying, oh, I can't do what I want to do, the things I don't want to do, these things I do. Paul said that by trying to do the law, this is one of Paul's greatest revelations, he became an inordinate sinner. That is, he sinned above and beyond what he would have sinned, what he would have done without the law. The law made him worse. Read Romans chapter 7, verses 5 through 8 and verse 13. I gotta say that again. If we were walking in accord with flesh, this is what's counterintuitive. Walking in accord with flesh, you would think that means you're sinning all the time. But no, in this context of Romans 8, and you can go back and reference Romans chapter 7, Paul is saying that walking in accord with flesh is trying to do the law. It's putting the Ten Commandments on the wall and saying, I can do this, I can do this. That is walking in accord with flesh. Shocking but true. And again, only by keeping law out of your life and the Ten Commandments out of your life. This sounds like blasphemy, but only by keeping the Ten Commandments out of your life can your flesh then be free, untrammeled, unbothered. The law come in your life is like those Jehovah's Witnesses coming to your door. Who is it? Jehovah's Witness. Let me in. Oh, Jesus. No, not you guys. No. This is the law. I would hate it if Jehovah's Witnesses came to your door, or a priest came to your door, or Joel Osteen came to your door. Hi, I'm Joel Osteen. I would hate that for you or for me, because that would squelch, would kill, you know, the spirit. So just leave me alone. That's what I would tell Joel Osteen if he came to the door. Leave me alone. This is what I tell the Jehovah's Witnesses when they come to my door. So, when we're walking by spirit, we're flitting about, happily doing by nature the things which the law demands, the things which the law demands, but we're not doing it by demands. We're doing it by the operation of the Holy Spirit in us. That's the thing. It's a truth. It's a truth that Israel hasn't accepted, Christianity hasn't accepted, because the common thinking is that when we give up law, what, give up law, forget about trying? Well, the wheels of morality will come off, will crash into a ditch. No, not so. It's the opposite. By walking in spirit, you end up doing what the law was shooting for, but without the thing. Without the thing. Again, like I said with the Mona Lisa, just look at the law. Isn't that great? Admire it and get the hell away from it. Yeah. It's like being this thing in the spirit that we have, this realizing the death of the old humanity. It's being like airlifted up on the top of Mount Everest. You're at the mountaintop, baby, without having to work for it. We're standing at the top of the world without having climbed to the top of the world. No wonder the Jews and Christianity also hate the very concept of grace, because they're still eating yak meat with the Sherpas at Camp One.